The Narrow Gate. So in the process of time, Christian arrived at the narrow gate. Now, over the gate there was written, "Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." He knocked, therefore, several times, saying, "May I now enter here, though I've been an undeserving wretch? If so, I shall sing his everlasting praise." At last, a serious person came to the gate, named Goodwill, and asked who was there, from whence he came, and what he wanted. Christian responded, "I'm a poor burdened sinner, coming from the city of destruction. I'm going to the celestial city, that I might be saved from the wrath to come. I've been informed, sir, that the way to the celestial city is through this gate. Are you willing to let me enter?" Goodwill replied, "I am willing with all my heart." And with this, he opened the gate. As Christian was stepping in, Goodwill gave him a sudden yank. Surprised, Christian asked, "Why did you do that?" Goodwill then explained, "A short distance from this gate, there's a strong castle erected, of which Beelzebub is the prince. From there, both he and his minions shoot arrows at those who come up to this gate, hoping to kill them before they can enter in." Then Christian said, "I both rejoice and tremble." When Christian was safely inside, the man at the narrow gate asked him who had directed him there. "Evangelist directed me to come here and knock, as I did," said Christian, "and that you, sir, would then tell me what I must do." "An open door is set before you, and no man can shut it," responded Goodwill.
"I'm now beginning to reap the benefits of my hazardous journey," replied Christian.
"But how is it that you came alone?" asked Goodwill.
"Because none of my neighbours saw their danger as I saw mine," answered Christian.
"Did any of them know of your coming?" inquired Goodwill. Christian replied,
"Yes, my wife and children saw me at first, and called after me to come back. Also, some of my neighbours stood crying and calling for me to return, but I put my fingers in my ears, and so I started on my journey."
"But did none of them follow you, or attempt to persuade you to turn back?" asked Goodwill.
"Yes," replied Christian. "Both Obstinate and Pliable tried to turn me back, but when they saw that they could not prevail, Obstinate railed at me and went back alone, but Pliable came with me for a little way."
"But why did Pliable not come all the way here with you?" questioned Goodwill. Christian explained,
"Indeed, he did come with me, until we came to the Swamp of Despond, into which we suddenly fell. At that, Pliable became so discouraged, he would not venture with me any further. Being thus disheartened, he got out of the swamp on the side nearest to his own house, and he told me I could possess the heavenly country alone. So he went his way, following after Obstinate, and I continued travelling to this narrow gate."
Then Goodwill said, "Alas, poor Pliable! Is celestial glory of so small a value to him that he does not count it worth running the hazard of a few difficulties to obtain it?" Christian then said,
"I've stated the truth concerning Pliable, but I would also tell you all the truth about myself. It would reveal that there's no difference between us. It's true that he went back to his own house, but I had also turned aside into the way of destruction, being persuaded by the worldly arguments of Mr. Worldly Wiseman."
"Oh, that deceiver would have you seek ease from your burden at the hands of Mr. Legality. Both of them are liars and cheats." "And did you take his counsel?" asked Goodwill.
"Yes, as far as I dared," confessed Christian. "I went to find Mr. Legality, until I thought that the mountain on the way to his house would fall on my head. So I was forced to stop. That mountain has been the death of many, and will be the death of many more. It is fortunate that you escaped without being dashed to pieces, exclaimed Goodwill. Christian answered, Truly, I do not know what would have become of me, had not Evangelist found me in my sad plight. But it was of God's mercy that he came to me, otherwise I would never have arrived at this narrow gate. But now that I am here, safe, even I, who certainly am more fit to have died under that mountain than to have arrived safely here, oh, what a choice favour is this! Goodwill then said, We refuse entrance to no sincere pilgrim, notwithstanding all the wickedness they have done before they arrive here. Therefore, my friend, come with me, and I will teach you about the way in which you must go. Look ahead of you. Do you see that narrow way? That is the way you must go. It was built by the patriarchs, prophets, Christ, and his apostles, and is straight as can be. This is the only way you must go. But, inquired Christian, are there no turnings nor windings by which a pilgrim may lose his way? Yes, there are many side paths which intersect with the narrow way, but they're crooked and wide. This is how you may distinguish the right from the wrong. Only the right path is straight and narrow. Then I saw in my dream that Christian further asked if Goodwill could help him remove the burden which was upon his back, for he could not remove it without help. Goodwill then told him, Be content to bear your burden until you come to the place of deliverance, for there it will fall from your back all by itself.